Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the Giants take on the Seahawks as the Giants try to win their second game in a row. Big Blue coming off an impressive win last Sunday night against the Denver Broncos. Let's face it, Giants fans, most of you thought that this was going to be nearly an impossible task to win this football game. But the recipe was simple. Simple football. You've got to control the line of scrimmage. Now, you've watched Papa's Perspective time and time again, and you've heard me talk about the fact that these games are decided at the point of attack. And that was evident last week. The Broncos, the number one rush defense in the NFL, but the Giants took it right to them. Wasn't anything fancy. It wasn't anything tricky. There were no gimmicks involved. It was straight up mano-a-mano football, and the Giants won. So how do the Giants deal with the Seahawks? Forget about the numbers. Yes, I know it says that Seattle's rushing defense is near the bottom of the National Football League, and they've gotten gashed a couple times. Look, they've given up two runs this year of over 60 yards. Carlos Hyde of the Niners with a 61-yarder, and DeMarco Murray a 75-yard touchdown pass. But if you look in, down in and down out, this is a really good front seven that the Seahawks have. We all know about the Legion of Boom on the back end. So that takes me back to last week's game again. Here's what the Giants need to do. They need to come out and win the man-on-man battles. There are no secrets here. There are no great erasers in this game. This is going to be a lunch pail kind of game in order for the Giants to be successful, because we know it's hard to throw against that secondary that the Broncos have. And yes, the Giants are going to have to use Evan Engram. So for the Giants, it's protect the football, obviously. But take a page out of last week's playbook. Roll up your sleeves, go to work, and be physical. And that's my perspective.